Hey everyone, you're listening to episode 15 of Roms Over Baghdad. My name is Jake, also known as Internet Pizza. With me today is Mary.
Hey, I'm psyched. Yeah!
So psyched. Yep. Let's see, Thouden is here.
Hi, hello. I am also excited to be on this podcast.
You sure sound like it.
Oh, I'm just thrilled.
You just sound super amped. And DJ is also here with us. How's it going, man?
Hey, guys. What day is it? I'm lost.
It is the 26th of May. It is indeed Tuesday.
Maybe we'll be right with news this time. I always find, like, every week we predict so much news and then just boom, it all happens.
Yep, right. Yep.
It's cool.
So, in traditional fashion, let's start off with video games. Who's been playing video games?
I've been playing video games.
Tell me about those video games.
Well, first off, I beat GTA the other day, which was fun. It ended well, but I still think they should make that into a television show. I think the story could expand more and go further places.
Yeah, I agree.
It just kind of ends and, like, these people are still there and there's, like, there's some stuff resolved, but, you know, I feel like they could push it a little further.
Yeah, I fucked up the ending. I'm not going to say any more about that.
It's like, this game's like 2 years old. You can talk about it.
Did you pick Michael to die?
No, I picked Trevor, because I figured in Rockstar fashion, if you pick Death Wish, you all die.
Yeah.
Like, I figured it wasn't going to be, like, some mission where you all take on fucking everybody. I figured, oh, it's a Rockstar game. And if you pick that, you're all just going to go down in some huge firefight.
Which would be so kind of, like, awesome, but still.
But yeah, I know. But then I was like, well, shit. I was like, all right, well, Michael's making up with his family. His wife and kids moved back in. Everything seems to be going well. And Trevor's a fucking crazy meth head cannibal. It's like a blight, on society. I was motherfucker's got to go.
I agree. I mean, if given those two choices, I think there's only really one choice. So, yes, I agree.
Yeah, exactly. But I fucked up because I couldn't do his missions afterwards.
Oh, right.
I still had a whole bunch of his missions to do.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And I totally didn't even think about that.
I thought
his missions were the most fun, too. So that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it was. That game was fun enough that I might actually go back and play through it again.
I was debating on doing the same thing, and this time trying to make more money, because I'm, like, I don't know, still kind of strapped for cash.
Did you do the stockbroker, stock market business?
Some of it, yeah, but I didn't realize until too late that I should probably wait, because it doesn't continue on. I thought it was part of the story at first, so I was like, oh man, I gotta do those, but then I realized,
wait. Well, it kind of is. Like, I'm not sure if you know or not, but, like, there's some missions where you, like, help that small internet company and then, like, take another company and just, like, burn it to the ground. Like, those things, like, during the mission, you're meant to, like, buy as much stock as you can, and then once you help that company go big, then you sell as much as you can.
I didn't invest well. I'm a bad investor.
I did the preload thing on Steam, but it split it between single player and multiplayer. But it did. But, yeah, I had a ton of money up front that I don't fucking remember what I did with.
I was gonna say, what could you spend it on in the single player?
Sick properties? Car mods.
Car mods, yep.
Buy properties to make more money.
Buy clothes, that's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I remember doing. Yeah. Like, I barely remember any of my GTA experience now, though. It was a long time ago.
Right.
Same.
But now that my computer's all fancy, maybe I'll finally buy it and play it again. May as well.
You can be the fourth in our heist group. Then we won't rely on randomers.
fucking randos, man.
I know,
randos,
man.
Keep ruin us every fucking time.
Wild card.
The second heist took us, like, how many tries?
It was terrible.
It was awful. It was
bad. I might be better than random people, but I wouldn't be surprised if I wasn't.
No, I'm sure you'd be better.
I'm
than
sure, yeah, I'm
random,
positive.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay. That bad, huh?
Oh, you have no idea.
At least he kind of followed the plan once I typed it into the chat.
Yeah, that
like
was true.
He kind of stuck with it. Was like, dude, we all need to get into the same car, and then yeah.
Wow.
It was bad. One guy killed
it
us.
Was bad.
One guy killed us all.
He kept dying. Is the problem?
Multiple times. Just got to the point where I was like, man, come on, buy some armor or something.
Yeah, like DJ and Thouden and I were all behind cover and shit, and he's just like fucking MacGruber, just dual machine guns.
Load wolfing it.
And then he just dies, and then it's like, oh, heist failed. We're like, fucking great.
Know your role, man.
Yeah. Know your role. Player class, motherfucker.
Yeah. We should get evolved and say that.
No!
That'd be fun for, like, a day, and then you get bored because it's one game mode.
That's true. Yeah. But it's a good game mode. It's a great game
mode. I still can't believe
that
game is a full $60.
Nor can
I liked that game.
Even still?
Yeah, I mean, I like the game.
Bucks?
No, that's
$60. Well, I don't know. I was just up, like, I was saying at launch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I played the beta and I didn't find it fun at all, so I just really didn't give a shit from that point on.
It's a really great $20 or $30 game.
I hate myself and love playing terrible games, so I thought that beta was great.
Didn't have enough anime in it for me to qualify for the terribleness, I guess.
And I guess because I play like League of Legends and stuff, I'm perfectly happy to play the exact same game over and over again.
Good, yeah, that's true.
You know your role. There you go. See?
You know your role in the gaming world.
I'm about to lay the smackdown on him. Wrestling joke.
I finished Legend of Grimrock. That's a game. The last boss is a giant death cube. That happened.
Oh, man. What?
I don't know why it's a giant death cube. Also, there's way too many secrets in Legend of Grimrock. Can we just stop putting secrets everywhere? I felt like every corridor I walked down was literally something was a button on a wall, or there's something I had to do. I had to put a torch in a torch holder. Just too many secrets, man. Just stop. Just stop putting so many secrets.
They're called sconces, by the way.
Oh, sconces, I see. Okay. Oh, man.
At least you know the proper term for sconces. They're on a fucking
Skyrim.
Wall, not a brazier like on the floor like Dark Souls, and people call those sconces, and it drives me fucking crazy because I'm a nerd. So yeah,
the only reason I know that is because Skyrim, and it's like every like door at the end of a dungeon that you need to open is a wall sconce you have to pull down or some shit.
Yeah, Legend of the Hidden Grimrock.
Grimrock's
you gotta
a mountain.
Put the monkey together.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a game version of that? God. I want to get grabbed by a temple guard.
Just wait. VR's coming.
Oh my god.
VR's coming.
Yep.
Just get that in the Omni treadmill.
Yeah. I want to have to like crawl under stuff, and I'm going to have like a room full of foam bits just to be authentic. Some rope ladders.
Just rope ladders on your wall?
Yeah. I
that fucking
simulated.
TV show is nuts.
There's going to be a really cool arcade with VR, I'm telling you. Someday. Really cool arcades. They're coming back, baby.
I hope they're better than the 90s ones, because those were not really cool. Those were really sucky.
Anyway, that was all I was playing. All I've been playing. I speak good English.
You gonna look into Legend of Grimrock 2?
Maybe. I don't know. I felt like the story ended there. Maybe it didn't. I would have to figure out like what Legend of Grimrock 2 is. Like, if it's just another Legend of Grimrock, I don't know if I'm game for that.
It seemed pretty different from... I mean, I played some of 1, and I watched some videos of 2, so I'm obviously an expert. But, It looks pretty different, like just the level design and some of the puzzle design, but the combat seemed basically the same.
Like the whole central story idea of being like a prisoner trapped in a dungeon. Like if it's just that again, in a bunch of dungeons over and over again, I can't see myself playing that. But if something really different, or they like make some big innovation on the combat or something like that, I could see myself giving another one a go.
From what I saw, it's more like you're on some mysterious mist-like island, so I don't know if that does it for you, but...
Is it literally the island for mist? Because that would be a great way to tie that all in.
No.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
I mean, I would play the hell out of that game.
So, who else played video games? Who wants to talk about video games?
Anybody play any video games? Anybody?
Anybody.
I technically did, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I played some weird stuff, like always. With all of that Castlevania Kickstarter stuff, or I guess technically Bloodstained, but whatever, I started playing some more Symphony of the Night on Saturn. I had started playing it like half a year ago, and then I stopped playing it for some reason, probably because a new video game came out. So I started it back up. It's fun, but holy shit, the Saturn version is really bad. Like, there's a ton of slowdown, and there are loading screens like crazy, like the weird CD-ROM loading screens that acted as loading screens before don't actually work that way anymore. It's just like after you go through that hallway, you're sitting there at a loading screen, and that really sucks. And if there's like more than five enemies on the screen, it's like you're moving through molasses and shit. There's no transparencies in the game either, so it kind of looks uglier. They added in some new stuff, but barely anything. And most of the new stuff they added in is not any good. Like, the one good new thing they added was a relic you can get that makes you dash like Richter Belmont when you double tap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's actually nice. I wish, like, the main game had that, but that's basically the only thing that I wish they took from the Saturn version. Like, everything else is pretty shitty, but I like Symphony of the Night a whole lot, and it's interesting to play this Japanese Saturn version just because it's weird, I guess. That's basically it for that. I mean, I beat it again, but I love playing and beating that game all the damn time, and I was waiting for my computer parts to show up.
Ooh.
And that finally did. Yeah.
Tell me about your computer parts.
What's your rig?
Let's hear it.
A 970. Ooh. Like, Gary was the one who's in charge of all this, so he could go way more into details. Like, he did all the comparative shopping and shit. Like, right. I'm just using it now. But it's nice. I mean, stuff runs a whole lot better. I got used to stuff being pretty shitty on this computer. So it's nice to not have to worry about anything and play stuff on really high settings now. I think I'm going to go back and play like a lot of the computer games that I have bought and then kind of farted around with and not finished. I started playing The Witcher 2 like Ooh. Before those new parts showed up. Yeah, and it was pretty fun. I like the weird system of like having to rely on your potions and stuff for combat, but it kept crashing all the damn time. So, it's terrible. Like, I just couldn't deal with it. I kept playing and then losing save progress. It was about as bad as when I tried to play Chrono Cross. This is a weird story, but fuck it, I'll tell it. It's short. Chrono Cross first came out when I was in college at, like, the University of Houston, and I was trying to play it during, like, this bad rainstorm, and the power kept going out, and I was fighting this crab boss, and every time I would, like, almost beat him, the power would go out right then, so I never, like, finished Chrono Cross because of that.
That's why you gotta get a UPS.
Yeah, I really should. I'm so cheap, like, I'm like, oh, how often does that really happen? But apparently happens pretty often, and I think it would have, I mean, I definitely would have been able to use it lately, because Witcher 3 came in with the new graphics card, and I was actually playing that yesterday during this crazy-ass thunderstorm with, like, tornadoes and shit. And the power surprisingly did not go out. Like, I was super surprised. I kept saving all the time, and it looked fucking hellish out there. But it was fine, which is weird because this apartment complex, normally the power goes out, like, even when it shit is totally normal, so whatever. I'm actually playing, yeah, Witcher 3 because I gave up on 2 and forget it, new video games.
yeah, that's true.
Right.
I'm playing it in Japanese.
What? Oh, what? Really? Why?
Yeah. For fun, I don't know, make it into anime, because that's what I like. And it totally has anime voice actors all in it, so.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. How moe is Geralt of Rivia? How moe? Tell me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how moe?
He's not Ibushi, I'll put it that way. Like,
okay.
I don't know, like a 7? He sounds like an old Yakuza dude who's like really thin and smokes like 2 packs of cigarettes a day, probably. He's not sexy voiced, and it's kind of disappointing. Like, his voice actor, like, I was looking up all the voice actors, and the only thing I really recognize him from is doing Cid Highwind's voice in all the Final Fantasy VII, like, voiced garbage.
Oh, man. Yeah. Him? Okay, all right.
That's a bummer.
It kind of makes sense, like, character-wise. I can see why they picked him, but I don't know. It's kind of lame. Siri's voice actress is actually Cammy from Street Fighter. That's kind of neat. Like, Yennefer is the Major from Ghost in the Shell. It's kind of cool. A lot of the random people, though, are just pretty boring, like, voice actor-wise. And Japanese, you can't, like, swear as creatively as, like, in the English game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of boring, too. But I don't care. Fuck it. It's interesting to me. Like, it's interesting to see, like, how they translate stuff. And it's basically straight the same. Like, the only weird Japanese stuff they have is having all the shop dudes say irashai, like, when you go up to them. That's dumb. But yeah, that's basically it for me. Like, I've also been playing a shitty phone game, of course.
Named a shitty phone game.
What's the phone game?
Battle Girl High School.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, moving along.
Let's get this latest report.
It's super shitty. Like, I'm totally not recommending it, even if you like shitty anime games. Like, it's more like a stupid action RPG Tamagotchi kind of thing. Like, you're the only male teacher in this all-girls school. Ooh, boy.
Oh.
And, yeah. And I guess, like, it's battle girls in this high school, and they fight monsters, and so they're all magical girls, and it's dumb. I don't know.
I have a question. Is this Pokemon with girls instead? Is this Pokemon with girls? Oh my god.
Yeah. You totally collect all the girls. You gotta collect not only just the girls, but the girls in their maid outfits, girls in their gym outfits.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's bad. the best part is that to make the girls like you, you actually rub their heads on your phone. Like, your Japanese high school sounds fucked up from what I've seen in anime. But yeah, no, it's like you train them as well. You, like, force them to, like, jump rope on the high school track.
What
you
the
fuck? Rope.
Yeah, that makes them like you more, I guess. And then they fight better. It's really stupid. The only cool part about it is that it uses this neat middleware called Live 2D. And it makes them animate all around. And it looks very cool. Like, the Live 2D website has a bunch of examples of it. And, like, games that actually use it. Like, Tokimeki Memorial Girls' Side is another game that used it, too. And it's a cool look. Like, I wish more games would kind of use it. It would be interesting to see, like, a non-anime game use this technology. Because it looks really cool. But Eh. It sucks. It's grindy, dumb anime bullshit. Even Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, I was going to go on a direct different tangent. I was looking at this 2D Live website, and that Tokimeki Memorial game has the longest name I've ever seen. Tokimeki Memorial Girls Side Days 2014 White Date.
What?
Oh, that was actually, like, a special event. Like, they sell these weird event tickets where they have, like, special cutscenes made for these events for fans of the games, and you, like, go there so you can buy exclusive merchandise and watch these weird cutscenes with your favorite boys. And they sell, like, DVDs of this shit, too. It's weird. Like, that's not even actually a game. They just use the technology to make stupid little, like, cutscenes for it.
Japan is weird, guys. I just want you to know.
Surprise.
Fucking Japan, man.
I like weird stuff, though, so. And I'm a Japan dork, so I'm all over this stupid bullshit. Except for Battle Girl High School. It's stupid bullshit, but not, like, stupid enough. It's kind of boring.
Can I make a request for next week?
Sure.
Can you try and look to play Smile Shooter, Love Be Idle?
Oh boy.
Sure, what? Why not?
I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
I want to play Criminal Girls. They also list that as being like using this live 2D stuff, and yeah, I need more shit for my Vita, so why not? You can punish the girls.
Oh, what the?
What?
We will expect your report on those games next podcast.
All right. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Like, I've also been playing Legend of the Red Dragon with Gary online every day when he's at work, because we're old nerds. And I had a kid with him out of wedlock. And so now I get more forest fights. Isn't that cool, everybody? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an old game?
Yeah, it's an old, like, BBS door game. It's all, like, text adventure kind of stuff, but you have stats. It's an RPG and everything. It was on DrMoney.biz to tie it into weird giant bomb bullshit. But yeah, Gary and I played a bunch of it on there, too.
DrMoney.biz? I don't even...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a BBS Jeff ran for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I see. All right.
I'm the saddest of sad nerds. Where's my prize? I hope it's an anime girl prize. Like a
statue?
Statue.
Yep.
Yeah, one that has mushy boobs, please.
Oh god, there's that. That's
no.
God. Yeah.
Of course, we've got to get this back on track.
Of course that's a thing.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, somebody else now, please. You
gotta get this thing back on track. It's getting real weird in here.
I love anime.
Optics, go on ahead. What did you play? Anything?
Anything? Nothing involving mushy boobs, but I did play an anime game that's close enough to anime. I finished Final Fantasy X. It took me a while, but I finally got through that damn thing. So, what I was doing was, I think I was just having trouble with the main final guy, and then turns out all I needed to do was, instead of just grind the hell out of it for another 3 hours, I just had to use the summons, because I did not realize they were OP.
Summoning, man.
It's a Final Fantasy game, right? Yeah, of course. That's what you do.
Yeah, I've never used him. Yeah, Bahamut was the guy. Like, everyone was doing about 10k a hit each time, but then I got kind of desperate because people were dying. And then I summoned Bahamut. Bahamut? I don't know.
Bahamut, I believe is.
And then, like, his main spell thing just does, like, 40,000 damage in one hit, and I was just like, what? like, he just defeated the thing in two hits. The thing that was pissing me off for like 3 weeks.
Blat, blat.
Yep. It was insane. And then I watched like an hour of cutscenes, and then, like, I don't understand the end. Have you guys finished that game? Like, do you know the end of that roughly?
I did when it came out. I think I remember what happened, yeah. Like
after you beat Jekt or Sin, you have to, like, beat all your summons. And then, like, then you beat Yu Yevon or whatever. But it's in, like, this weird zone where, like, I don't think you can die. I don't understand the logic of it, because it just has auto life cast on you. And, like, your party can die, and then you just automatically get a free revive. I just found that really weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I remember, like, story-wise, you had to get rid of all the Eidolons, so you were trying to, like, save Yuna, blah, 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 like, the summoner dies if they don't, or some garbage, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. They just want you to get to the ending. Maybe it's because they didn't have a save or anything.
Yeah, it's true. It's, like, a long time of not saving. Maybe that was it. But yeah, that was finally done. And the reason why I guess I forced myself to play that was because I was playing some Race the Sun. It's a PlayStation Plus game this month. Oh, yep. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's nice, really easy thing to jump into. And it seems like the longer you play it, the more things you eventually unlock. And then, like, naturally, the more things you can do inside the actual game. But I like it. It reminded me of, like, an old game I probably played on, like, miniclip.com or some
Flash
games. Like, yeah.
Hell yeah, Miniclip.
It reminded me heavily of, like, one of those, like, endless racer games on one of those things. But just way smoother and way nicer looking.
I remember that game. And then, it looked good.
Yeah. It's pretty good. But then, like, as I was playing, my PSN completely ran out. And I gotta tell you now, having a Vita and just, like, every game sucks, because you can't do anything. Except stare at lots of little icons just bouncing at you, going, oh, you can't play this. Unlucky.
Haha, you can't play this.
Yeah.
You gotta give us money.
And, like, the biggest, like, thing of the Vita just came out to me of just, like, I have actually no games for this unless I have PS Plus installed or active.
That's how they get you.
Yep. So yeah, eventually I'll update that. I'll probably just, like, wait till next month, because I'm not using my PS4 or my Vita much at the minute. So I'm just gonna wait till next month to re-sign on.
Resub. Yep. Yeah, there you go. That's the word.
Resub. We got there. Other than that, just, like, starting to get back into Dota 2, trying to do random compendium stuff.
No. Give in.
It brings you back in. It always drags you back.
It's like League. It just drags you back slowly.
I'll get to League again as well.
No!
There's a new League character. I don't know much of the mechanics of it, but, like, apparently he can rewind time and stuff. So what? It sounds crazy. Yeah, he sounds really crazy.
How does that work in multiplayer?
I don't know, but I really want to find out. I hope they are legitimately trying to, like, do a rewind thing so everyone in the server rewinds, rather than just say, like, your character just gains health based on, like, 5 seconds ago.
That'd be pretty crazy. I don't know how they would do that, but it'd be pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, I guess they could do that, because it's sort of always recording. They always have their every lobby is kind of like a spectated server, whatever. So they're always technically recording there. And as you know, Riot are doing their own sort of, like, server business. Like, they're getting into their own servers rather than hiring out servers now.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I guess it's just gonna, like, help with lag and stuff, and Riot are, like, the biggest billionaires at the minute anyway, so
they can. If you have a lot of money, might as well.
Yep. And then they can get the skins to us way quicker.
Faster skins. Faster.
Yep.
Yay.
More particles.
More $15 skins.
And then finally, I have been playing Life is Strange Episode 3 because that came out a couple days ago. And that game is something special. It's still too early to call it because it's like Episode 3 out of 5, but that's very much looking like my game of the year already. It's the story in it is pretty superb, of like silly girl high school dramas. Kind of over-exaggerated, some of it, but a lot of it kind of really nicely grounded in sort of like what you would expect Northwest America to kind of be. And then just an introduction of a nice rewinding time mechanic, so it kind of changes your adventure style, or it adapts from how Telltale games, adventure story games are, in the sense that you can completely do a whole cutscene and say if you don't like it, or if you actually want to see how it plays out some other way, you can just rewind all of it and try other stories, other methods, and then pick which one you prefer the best. So it's interesting in that way.
Cool.
That sounds kind of weird, but...
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but they've worked with it enough. So say like very early on, like the whole mechanic of the rewind time thing is like you go through certain sort of like certain choices, and okay, one choice might piss one person off, but they might slip out some info that you didn't know before. So then you rewind time and you already know, and you can just be like, hey, I heard XXX is there. Continue on. Do you want to help me out seeing what's happening with this thing? And then not piss off the person so you get more info out of them. It's all interesting stuff on like how to reverse time and stuff. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like the way to handle, you know, the, I don't know, Walking Dead-ish kind of new game that is, you know, a mix
of
puzzle solving and making choices and stuff. That's a way to handle it, at least.
Yeah, because... Sorry, go ahead.
It's like you don't have to replay it multiple times to see the different stuff that happens, so that is pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Again, like, it only is, like, for, like, a cutscene or, like, one sort of interaction with a person at a time, but you can at least kind of guess how they might play out, or, like, they still have those, like, overarching multiple-episode choices that happen. That kind of vary gameplays between different people's gameplays.
Interesting.
Yeah, I happened to see like a spoiler for episode 3, and it sounds pretty cool. Definitely reminds me of like Butterfly Effect, like, oh, your choices definitely matter kind of stuff. So,
did you see the main one, like the like giant spoiler?
Yeah.
Right at the end. Oh, man. That just comes out of nowhere. I won't spoil that because that's so fresh still. Like, it's just a complete side change of what you normally do in that game, and then just bam. Yeah, I'm really excited for episode 4 to see what happens.
Yeah, I definitely want to play through all of it once all the episodes are out, so I can just like marathon it like a total weirdo.
I would suggest that. I would also say, like, take your time with it, because there's lots of little side things that you can sort of like look at, and people would talk about it, or she would think about things, and then there's lots of little like side things. She's like a photographer, so there's lots of hidden like, hey, take this photograph, hey, take that photograph, all around the places and stuff.
So it's like teenager artsy Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, there's a little side achievement thing of, hey, take all these photographs, these side photographs.
Cool. Oh, I love achievements, because, yeah.
Gotta get all them hot Chivos.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, that's all I've been playing. And then hopefully I will have some info on, what is that game? Town of Salem, come Sunday.
What?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's a game.
That is a game. That's a game that I've been playing way too much of.
What's changing about Town of Salem? What's...
Nothing really. I just keep playing it a lot. And then, I guess the only other good thing is they have, like, just this end screen now, so you can see what everyone was.
Oh, that's a smart idea. Yeah,
because before, it used to just dump you to the main screen again. It was just kind of unceremonious. But it seems like they're working on the game.
That's cool.
Cool.
Did you play any games, Pizza?
I did.
What games?
I played something other than a first-person shooter for once. Yeah, I know, right?
What is that?
I started playing Diablo 3. That's a game.
Really?
It's a good game.
You play Diablo 3?
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to get into Diablo 2, but the person I was playing it with knew way, and he'd played through it way too many times. So it was just, he was just blazing through like everything at the beginning, and I was completely lost. So I only played a couple hours of Diablo 2, but yeah, I like the dungeon crawler games, like that kind of genre a lot. It's just haven't really had anybody to play with, but I got someone we're playing. He's played a shitload, but he's being real patient and teaching me all the stuff, so that's cool.
How many hours have you been playing it now?
That's a good question.
Many hours.
I'm checking Battle.net if it even has hours played on it.
Well, I don't know. There haven't been that many kinds of dungeon crawlery games recently. I mean, there's some, but... You know, the genre has not been the most prolific, let's just say, in the last few years. So I can appreciate not being able to play one of those types of games for a long time.
Yeah.
Like Space Sims.
Yeah. I'm playing Witch Doctor.
I was going to ask.
Playing some Witch Doctor. Hell yeah.
You summon zombies?
Yeah, the pet route.
That's what I've been doing.
I just know the name Witch Doctor. That's all I got.
Because basically, when I was setting up my character, I asked my buddy, I'm like, which one is closest to the necromancer from 2? And he's like, you probably want Witch Doctor. I was like, all right. Even though I can't like raise skeletons.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't still added in like the necromancer. Like you meet a necromancer in the game. But I want to play as one still.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder if they're going to do like another big expansion for this game. Because I would buy it. I'm still playing it.
It was weird because when I bought it and I launched it, it said that I had all the DLC.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yeah, like when I launched it, the launching screen said Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls.
Oh, weird.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, I didn't buy that.
Well, Blizzard has been doing stuff like that in the last few years, but it might give you an expansion if you come back or something like that to WoW. So I could see them doing something similar with Diablo.
Hmm.
Diablo 3 with the expansion is really the way to play it, too. Like, without it, you're missing a lot. So I could see them only selling it that way now.
That's a good point.
Plus, I mean, if you think about it, you don't want to split your servers up multiple times or something like that. And it just makes it more complex for the server infrastructure and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, other than that, let's see. I played more Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Surprise.
Yeah, you did.
But this time I was actually streaming it. I'm planning on doing more of that now.
You had a troll too.
I did. Oh, I had a troll in my chat. It was awesome. It's like, I've made it.
You've done it.
He said I look like a cross between Mario and a child molester. That's pretty funny.
That's great.
I was like, yes. Like, I had 7 people watching, and I think, like, 4 of them were you guys.
It was interesting. Like, Gary was like, oh, this is the map that I used to play all the time.
Yeah, it's still, it's, the only map I played was Dust 2, and that's, that one's been in it since the beginning.
Hey, it's always been Dust 2.
Well, there was Dust, but Dust is not a very good map.
Yeah, I don't like Dust either. See, I haven't played much CSGO, but I know Dust and Dust 2 purely because they got modded into a Day of Defeat source, and they were pretty popular as well.
Jeez. Huh.
That's a weird thing that...
Yep, it is.
I wouldn't think would translate well to Day of Defeat.
Oh, no, it works well. It's because, like, Dust 2 has a lot of, like, nice corner sections and sort of stuff, so... the sniper game still plays quite well. You also have, like, your K98 and, like, single-shot rifles, so you can have those long-range shooters as well. And then you have those, like, running guys, if you want, as well, with shotguns and your MP44s and all that sort of stuff. So Dust 2 works really well. Dust 1, not so much.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. And let's see... I'm 2 matches away from getting an actual rank, so I'm going to try to knock those out tonight.
I'm excited to see that. I want to know how good you are.
Yeah, I know. It's probably going to put me in, like, silvers.
I don't know. You were playing pretty good the other day. It seemed like you were doing well.
I was bottom fragging on the second match. I went, like, 12-21.
I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what that means.
What is bottom fragging?
Yeah, bottom fragging is when you're the lowest person on your team on the scoreboard.
Okay. So I don't need to put a not safe for work tag on that.
No. And then top fragging is if you're the top player.
You just gotta stop flashbanging your team all the time.
Dude, I did it so much. Fuck. I was trying to do some fucking pro shit that I've seen.
Now, do they count, like, how well you do into it, or is it just, you know, if you win, you get higher, if you lose, you get lower? Because that's what League does, is if...
The ranking system is so fucking weird in that game.
I want to know.
I don't even understand it. But I'm really hoping it puts me in silvers, because silvers are fucking dumb, and I really want to go play some silver matches. Like, that's, like, the noob tier. I don't think I'll be in it for very long, but...
Oh, you're hoping to be in silver, okay.
Upper silvers, just so I can actually have some fun matches where I'm not playing with people who are way better than me.
What are the tier structures? Because it sounds like you're putting silvers as, like, mid-low level.
The ranking system is... Ranking system's complicated.
So what's below a silver?
Silver 1.
What?
Silver 1 is the lowest you can get.
What?
Okay.
Okay, this is completely different league. I don't... What?
Yes, I was getting bronze, yep.
Yeah, that's kind of the joke, is, like, people who know they're not very good at the game and they get asked what their rank is, and they're like, oh, bronze 3. even though that doesn't exist.
Okay.
But, yeah, they have this stupid rule where if you're unranked, you can only win 2 matches a day.
That makes no sense.
It's to combat, like, cheaters and stuff, I think, and boosters.
I mean, I get that, but at the same time, why only 2 matches? Not, like, you know, if you're 5. Trying to get ranked, like, 5, yeah. So it only takes you, half the time or something like that.
Right.
It would at least slow
it down. I
lucked
out because we won both matches that I played the other day.
Just gotta win 2 more.
Gotta win 2 more.
Bronze 5. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm 2 away because you have to win 10, and I have 8.
Man, that sounds like it would take a long time. Then I hope that really cuts down on cheaters and shit, because.
It doesn't.
That's an ordeal. Oh, well.
It doesn't.
Great.
Good
but,
things.
Yeah. I played some MLG fucking pro as fuck Counter-Strike, like real Counter-Strike, not like Deathmatch or surfing.
Cool.
That was fun.
I'll be excited to see your stream of your last two matches.
Yeah.
What's your Twitch handle? You may as well.
Still oh, yeah, yeah,
plug,
yeah.
Plug, plug.
Twitch.tv/internetpizza.
Go there. You'll probably all be over by the time you get there, but you can watch the archive.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be way over.
Yeah, I'll watch the archive. In the second stream, did you increase your audio, by the way?
In the second stream, did I increase my audio?
Yeah, because in the first one, in the archive, you can kind of hear it's a little low.
I think maybe it was okay.
I did, because I just set up a mixer, like a physical mixer, on my desk that I'm using for all my stuff here, so my levels are still kind of weird. Like, my mic is probably clipping a little bit. Audio stuff.
Audio stuff, man. Is hard. Yeah, I know.
It's rough. It is.
Yeah.
But now that I have this physical mixer, I have a separate computer, and I was thinking we could probably do like a live show and take Skype calls if Ooh. I can set it if I can Ooh. Set it up correctly.
Nice.
Sure.
But no guarantees. That's just an idea off the top of my head.
If you guys are also free on Sunday, there is a wrestling pay-per-view which I might try and live stream record.
Ooh. Oh, illegal.
Oh, no, no, like, we'll all watch it, but because, as an internet pizza,
live stream.
Yeah, I've also been messing around with audio, and I've managed to separate my audio from Mumble into the direct record, and everything else is going somewhere else.
Nice.
So get ready for some live stuff in the next month or two.
This took us like 4 weeks to finally get back and record an episode.
We had to play games. Hiatus. Yeah. Fuck podcasting. We got video games.
Fuck it! Fuck podcasting! Shut it all down.
Drunk on Memorial Day and stuff as well.
That's true, yeah.
Dodging tornadoes. Ugh.
Anything else,
you
pizza?
You didn't dodge anything. You just stayed in your house and just looked outside and were like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Guess I'm just going to keep playing video games.
They kept telling people, if you live in a mobile home, get out, you will die.
Run, run.
Yeah.
You're gonna die, run.
It was crazy. Those weathermen were fucking excited.
Their only time in the spotlight, man. They gotta get excited about something.
For a tornado?
Yeah, no, they were like on the air for like 8 hours straight. They were getting very sweaty by the end.
Just pounding Red Bulls, man, doing it.
Those stage lights are hot.
They had like a live video from Storm Chasers and shit too. It was quite an event. It was great.
They were super hyped, man. They were just out of control. This is like worth it. It's their thing, man.
I saw a dumpster floating down Lamar Boulevard. It was pretty cool.
It wasn't even related to tornado. It was just kind of floating down the boulevard for no apparent reason. You're just like, oh, look at that.
What's up? I'm a dumpster. just floating. Don't mind me.
So I don't think we're in a drought anymore. So that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Water's great.
Just a lot of flooding. Yeah. We love it.
Water, 10 out of 10. For.
Water, enough about that.
Game of the year. Fall time.
Yeah. It's going to be my game of the year. Yep, wait for it.
Year of the flood. Actually, the flood sucks and everything. Don't put more flood shit in Halo 5, please.
No more.
Fuck that. The flood
is no more. Yeah.
Or just a little more. You know, just a little more. Make the whole game.
No.
Out.
No, no.
More. More, I say.
No. No. Let's talk about some news.
All right.
A shitload of stuff has happened in like the last 4 weeks.
Kinda.
Where do you want to start? Let's start with Konami, everyone's favorite thing to beat up on every once in a while. You know, evil incarnate.
Yeah. What have they done now?
So So I guess Konami is shifting away from physical game products and moving towards more of a mobile-focused development strategy.
Downloads, yeah.
Hot downloads, mobile platforms, stuffy stuff. Great, Konami. Good choices you're making. You're making sweet choices. You're doing great out there. I'm proud of you.
They're making excellent choices.
I hope you burn. I hope you burn, Konami. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sure they probably will.
I want Silent Hills back, all right, man? I'm angry. I've never been so angry at one company.
Yeah, give me that Norman Reedus.
Yeah, give me it. Give me some Guillermo. Guillermo? Guillermo? I don't know how to say that name.
Guillermo.
Yeah, Guillermo.
There you go. Yeah, so Konami. A bunch of shits. They're a bunch of shits.
Fucking goddamn it, Konami.
They're not even making the anime dating games I want anymore.
Oh, that's like Prime Mobile stuff.
Yeah, they might be on your phone.
Yeah, they did make a shitty Tokimeki Memorial Restaurant sim assy bullshit game. Sucks.
Run that by me again, what?
Yep.
Assy game. That's all you need to know.
No, the part before that.
Tokimeki Memorial, they have the spinoff for girls, but now it's a shitty restaurant game called Tokimeki Restaurant, and you, like, build up a restaurant, and you have handsome dude chefs and waiters, except it sucks because you don't get to go out on dates or anything, so, yeah. Energy. Buy some gems. I don't know. It sucked. I tried playing it. It was lame. That's not my Tokimeki Memorial. Konami.
Damn it, Konami.
No Love Plus either. Love Plus is gone. People quit.
Kiss,
Konami
kiss.
Is dead. Yeah.
Get ready for some mobile phone Metal Gear Solid and some mobile phone Silent Hill. Get ready. Prepare yourselves.
Luke. Well, maybe iPad.
Silent Hill would be so scary on a mobile device.
The most scary.
So
Silent
scary.
iPad.
It'll just be a video game version of that YouTube video where the lady yells at you.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That one. Yep. We could talk about VR news if you would prefer.
What's
Oculus announced they announced both their recommended computer specs and like a time frame for when it's going to come out.
Cool.
And people are not happy about the computer specs, and those people use Macs.
Yeah, they're upset.
Yeah,
because like the recommended card is like a 980.
And they're halting Mac and Linux development for the time being, they said, too. In that same specs thing. Yeah.
That kind of makes sense, though, if you think about, like, it's about time they probably want this product out the door, especially after being bought by Facebook. You gotta produce at some point. It would take probably another year or two to get any kind of Mac support.
They got competition going now, too, with the Valve thing, so...
And Morpheus.
Gotta make your money.
Give Sony some credit and Morpheus. They're in there too.
Yeah.
Morpheus is gonna be dumb.
It's probably gonna be good, but it's just gonna be so niche.
It's gonna be
if it's
super
anime dumb, then fine. I will take it. Sorry.
It's just gonna be super low poly stuff, and they're gonna do some weird interpolation to get it to go from 60 to 90 hertz or whatever. 90 FPS. I don't think it's going to look very good.
Speaking of Sony, they're opening a VR studio, I guess, in Northwest in England. Northwest in England? Is that the name of the studio? I don't know.
Northwest is the name of the studio.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, is it right? Okay. It's
that's
kind of
interesting.
Northwest.
I wonder what they plan for that.
Nearby where they like had the Wipeout studios before. Supposedly same exact location.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That sounds right. That's like Liverpool, Manchester area.
So maybe they'll have, like, interesting games at least, even if they look kind of assy.
That'll be the thing. So it's a case of the Oculus and the HTC Vive, Viva, are hardware-based companies. They're not developers. They don't really have any software people making games for those things, whereas Sony, okay, is using the PS4, but they can probably make a shit ton of awesome-looking games out of that PS4 stuff. I mean, all we have to do is look at the Wii U to see how awesome those games look for what's arguably just slightly upgraded Xbox 360s.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's where the Morpheus will have its leg up, in the fact that they will have dedicated software teams on it.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
I think that's kind of good. At least, like, you know, someone's getting out there and starting to talk about development for games. You know, like, a lot of the talk has been about development for the actual headset, where it's not been that much talk about, oh, a big studio or something is developing a game. So I'm happy.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope there's a lot of actual game news for this VR stuff at E3, instead of just like, oh, VR exists, make something. Like, I hope there's some actual things being shown off.
Yeah.
Devs, please.
I hope that No Man's Sky has, like, a dumb thing where, like, a guy's walking with either the Morpheus or the Oculus, it doesn't matter. And, like, he's just walking around. Get him on that treadmill thing, I don't care. I hope he is on that treadmill thing. And then, like, he just looks up, and then as they go out to this, into space, there's, like, some dumb asteroid belt that says, like, coming October 2015. Like, that'll be a nice setup.
Or don't put him on the treadmill and watch him fall off the stage.
That's true.
That'd be a damn good E3 moment.
For sure.
Speaking of E3, we can transition.
Segue.
PC Gamer, right? They announced they're having some kind of show at E3.
Yeah, they're having some kind of show, and a bunch of developers have signed on for it. I don't know how many at this time, but ArenaNet, CP Games, Creative Assembly, just like a long list of, you know, PC developers have started signing on to this event. So it's actually going to be something more than what I initially expected. You know, you're probably going to see trailers and stuff, actually, so that's cool.
Right. I didn't even know ArenaNet was still a thing.
Yes. Hey,
they made that game, right? Guild Wars 2? That's still going strong. I hear something about that every once in a while.
There's some interesting names in this PC gaming show. So you have, like, Frontier Developments, you have Creative Assembly, maybe they'll show some Warhammer, Total War.
I'm excited for that.
Paradox Interactive, you've got Devolver Digital as well, Square Enix as well, which is interesting, and then, like, Humble Bundle.
What is the Humble Bundle showing? Maybe they're going to have some kind of crazy deals.
Yeah, maybe there'll be, like, an E3 bundle, which I'll be hyped for.
It's all just unreleased games. It's just vouchers.
That would actually be pretty fucking cool, though, right? If they just said, here, you got all these games for free now. All the games that have just been announced, you just basically have pre-orders for them. That'd be kind of cool.
Charity.
Also, the E3 press conference schedule is announced. That's happening.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
It's pretty cool, I guess. Bethesda,
how late am I staying up?
I don't know. How late do you want to stay up? You're going to probably want to stay up until, like, I don't know. Boy. It's not looking good for you, my friend. Let's just say that much.
No. It's great when, like, Nintendo is at 9 a.m. PDT, which is 1 a.m. for me. That's actually that's all right.
I'm right
Sony
there with
the
you.
Worst. Yeah, there it is. Sony, 6 p.m. Great. Thank you, Sony.
I think what's interesting about this is Sony is yet again going after Microsoft, which I think is, you know, something that played a big part in, like, the price drop was Microsoft went first, announced their price for the new console, and then Sony went. I would think, you know, that's kind of still a big thing. So Sony can kind of react to anything that Microsoft comes out with.
I'm just bummed out that we're not going to see Jack Tretton come out with his fucking smug-ass smile as he announces a bunch of shit.
That's true.
That was awesome.
I think Sony's got a problem this year.
Do you?
I think Sony's got a giant problem. Name three first-party Sony games that you're excited for the end of this year.
Uncharted? Is that...
That's next year.
Shit.
Bloodborne DLC?
I wanted Sackboy?
Is that...
Is The Division set to come out on PS4?
That's not first party, though.
Hell no.
Oh, not yet.
Even
yeah,
if
not
it
first
was,
party.
It's like 2 years away, that game.
Yeah, it got delayed.
That's not even a game at this point.
Okay, so I kind of said one, I guess it counts, it's third party, but No Man's Sky is literally the only thing they have. And God of War, that's it? God of War reboot?
I would expect a God of War at Sony's conference if I was the betting man.
And so the God of War is a lady now. That's how they can revolutionize it. Yeah.
Goddess of War.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes in with a normal God of War thing, and then you just drop the rest of the letters right after it. There you go. That's how you do it. Print it. That's a good trailer. There you go. I did it for you, Sony. I expect a check on my desk.
So yeah, Sony's got some problems here. They either have
it's just
problems.
It's going to be HD remasters.
Please no.
I think Microsoft has just as many problems, though, don't you think? I mean, what the hell do they have? Like, Sony's in
Forza.
Trouble. Oh, Forza.
The hot new Battletoads game.
Oh, Battletoads. What? Do you guys remember last E3? Microsoft had that sort of indie game segment, the, like, 2-minute video of, like, all those quick games, and then there was that, like, 1940s Disney-themed game, like Cuphead.
Cuphead.
Yeah, what happened to Cuphead?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to that game? Is it out?
I have no clue. That looked great.
I'm pretty sure it just got delayed because it was really hard to make. Like, it's detailed as hell, so... But yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, that game looked really cool.
It's still, I guess, coming out at some point.
I guess they've got that. That counts, right?
Sort of.
Kinda.
Crackdown.
Yeah,
forgot they
I guess.
That. Crackdown, guys. Crackdown's
coming
great.
Back, that's right.
Maybe Sony grabs Kingdom Hearts 3. Maybe they throw down money for that.
Didn't they do that already? Like, I thought
when they
had that... when they had, like, the Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts bit in their E3 last year? Wasn't that, like, their hype thing of them claiming it was exclusive?
They may have said it was exclusive. I just remember, like, people crying or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's not exclusive. It's multi-platform.
Yeah, it says Xbox One. I guess Tomb Raider counts for Xbox One for this year at least.
Yeah, I guess Sony is in trouble. Maybe we actually get that game that everyone wants. You know, that game.
The last one.
Yeah. The last, whatever. Yeah. Last Guardian, there you go. Is that it?
The Last Guardian, that's it.
The final protector.
The last wall of defense.
I hope deal thing isn't the Last Guardian, like, oh, it lives, or whatever. Like, that's our big showstopper, because I don't really care anymore.
I don't know, man.
I
don't
even know what it is. About it, but I have no fucking idea what it is.
The Last Guardian.
It's made by the same team as, like, Ico and, what was the fucking other game?
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes, and people like those games a lot, so that's the only reason why.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Maybe Sony goes full-on VR. Maybe that's the whole thing they're going to show. Maybe they're moving beyond the PlayStation 4.
That would be pretty funny.
Like their 3D when they just were streaming everything in 3D for a time.
I would not be, like, you know, not amazingly surprised if they did that. I mean, what do they have at this point? Maybe Street Fighter 4, 5, whenever that one is that exclusive?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's exclusive.
They have that horror game, Until Dawn. Is that it?
I have no idea.
They have a horror game, which I think starts with you. You're in a cabin.
Oh, right, that one where it's
the one
like
with Hayden.
You can
it?
Lose people. Maybe. Like, you play through the game and people die and you don't, you know,
yeah.
I could see that.
That thing.
Yeah, there's that game where the lady from Heroes is in a towel or whatever, and there was an ad for that in my Bloodborne case. So I guess maybe we'll see more of that, too. Whatever the name of that game was.
That's some great marketing.
Towel Lady game.
Yeah, save the cheerleader.
Towel Lady. Towel Lady trademark the game.
Wonder if her towel gets ripped off at some point during the game. And that's like the big controversial thing.
10 out of 10, IGN. What?
E3.
Let's see. Also, Oculus is coming out with a press conference, I guess, days before E3. So we'll see more there, too. This is it, folks.
I want to see what their press conference is going to be like. Is it just, how are they going to present that stuff?
I don't think it's going to be a video game press conference, if I had to guess. It's going to be, there's some video games, but you can also do all these other things.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's just a video game press conference, why not negotiate and try to jump in at some point during E3? But by making it a few days beforehand, I think it's going to be something different.
Yeah, okay. And, apparently you can watch E3 in a movie theater again, if that's...
Yeah!
If that's your thing.
Yeah! No.
And it's only... It looks like it's only Sony's keynote.
Yeah, it's only Sony's keynote.
What the fuck?
It's at some weird Sony store thing, right? Like the Metreon or whatever? I don't think there's one in Texas, so...
I mean, for an experience... You can't ask for much more than something weird like that, I guess. But, I mean, who's going to want to spend... I don't know. I said that last time this happened, and I guess lots of people did it, so who knows.
See, I heard that the last time they did this, a lot of people who went to these things made it seem like there were a lot of Sony like planted people in the audience who were cheering for like stupid bullshit that was being presented.
Hmm. That's interesting. I would not put Sony above that.
Sure that is.
I know that you got like free DLC codes or something, so that might be a reason to go, but eh.
Yeah, I would just show up and leave.
I think they give it out at the end.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't get it. Why would you want to go to a movie theater?
I mean, like,
press conference.
Why not?
If you want the experience, like, I mean, that's a weird thing to do, right? But it's also something that's, like, a limited time offer. Like, they're probably not going to keep doing this, so you're going to have a chance to experience something that is going to be a weird part of history in, like, I don't know, 5 years.
I mean, PAX events are fun and stuff, but I don't know. Weird.
Is it weirder than watching 5 grown-up people watch it on the internet and then mock it?
I guess not.
Well, I did that on my own in IRC channels, like, before that anyway, so it's my kind of weird. I would do that anyway, still. Hint, hint, Mixler.
Yeah.
I'm glad that at least they are streaming these sort of things now. Like, it's easy to get these streams, because a good, like, 5 to 10, well, even, like, 6, 7 years ago, it would be hard to find, like, live streams of this.
Plus,
had to watch, like, Spike TV or whatever. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, if you think about it, a lot of these are now scheduled in a way that either somebody's off work during this, or, you know, it's late in the day or early in the morning, so people can... You know, sit down and watch this at a reasonable hour. So, more eyes.
Right.
Gotta put those eyes. Gotta get those eyes.
Gotta get them eyeballs. So, what is this chaperone thing?
I have no idea.
Doing?
I guess it's some kind of like scan the room to make sure you have enough room, and like, I don't know, if you have something in the way, it'll kind of fit that somehow into the game world. I don't know what the heck it is, but it's super interesting in a weird way.
It probably gives you a little pop-up if you're about to, like, crash into something or whatever. It would be my guess.
Like, hey, dummy.
Yeah. There's a lamp next to you. Don't swing your arm that way.
Oh, you did it anyway? Oh, shit.
That's on you, motherfucker. We told you. VR's gonna be weird.
It's gonna be a weird time, man. I'm excited. This is gonna be a crazy E3, man. This is gonna be it. Get ready. I'm hyped. I'm hyped out of my fucking mind.
Yeah. I mean, I want to buy this stupid crap already. God damn it.
I mean, yeah. If there's a point in, like, video game history, this is probably a pretty good indicator of what's going to come in the next 10 to 15 years, so get ready.
Let's see, what else do we got here?
You can bet on esports. You want to bet on some esports?
You can already do that.
There's a new esports betting thing in the UK, though, man. You want to bet on some things? Give me some money.
No. I can go to esportsbets.com. Like, that's not a new thing.
Isn't it, though?
No,
but is that a legit thing?
Probably not.
No. Yep. I just think it's super interesting.
It's being run by Paddy Power, so that's, like, the most legit, apparently, UK betting services.
It is pretty legit, but we have, like, 15 betting services over here, so it's one of them. And it's not one that's got a paragraph that's just, welcome to Esports Bet, welcome to Esports Bet, welcome to Esports Bet, welcome to Esports Bet, welcome to Esports Bet. As one giant paragraph on esportsbet.com. Oh, and yeah.
It totally does have that on their website.
That website's not legit at pizza.
Welcome to Esports Bet, everyone.
No, wait, are you doing Esports Bet or Esports Bets?
Oh, bet.
Yeah, the rest of it is, like, legit lorem ipsum stuff. It's just ads. That's too bad.
Esports Bets is nothing either.
Yeah, no.
What the fuck? I've seen ads for this shit, like, during Counter-Strike tournaments.
Welcome to Esports
Bets. Maybe I'm not spelling the...
Maybe there's a hyphen or something.
Welcome to Esports Bet. I'm telling you, man, this is like a good thing, kind of, sort of, you know, get out the betting from out in the gray, dark zones. Put it into the light. Make it a, I don't know, taxable thing. There you go. That's what everyone likes, right? Taxes?
Hmm? Well, UK gambling is weird. Like, you don't have to pay taxes on winnings over there or something, so they're all super crazy with betting shit. Like, they have TV channels where you can just, like, bet on stupid bullshit on TV.
Really? I had never heard that. Wow.
You want to play some virtual roulette?
Yeah, man.
I'll call this number and place your bet on 32 black.
And trick the pretty host lady into saying something mean about herself.
Yeah. Straight up prank call shit.
Yeah, they have a ton of those on the internet. I love watching the stupid UK gambling pranks.
That's what I gotta look up.
Like, it's crazy. The American gambling system is just, like, non-existent. Is there even any proper system there?
I mean, you can go to Vegas.
It's at a state level. It's not at a federal level. It's decided at state level. I believe.
Yeah, that would be it.
And on, like, Indian reservations.
And also, sadly... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go.
I'm at this unicorn.com website that looks like it's pretty bones. It's a case of, like, hey, you can bet on this team or this team. There's no, like, extra setup of, hey... who's going to get first blood, which team's going to win first round of this best of three, which team's going to get the first dragon if it's League of Legends, or, like, which team's going to get first Roche. And some of that stuff does actually get adapted into the, like, say, Paddy Power or Bet365 websites, which do actually have some of these esports bets that you can play with. So I guess it's new, and I guess it's gonna grow as it gets there. But yeah, it seems super bare bones.
So I found that site I was thinking about, but the URL is not like the same as the name of the site. So I had to Google it, but it's egamingbets.com. And this site looks way more legit.
Yeah, it does. When it does have lights. Like a banner that says eSport Bets up top too, though. So yeah, that's confusing. Their SEO is not that great. That's what SEO means, right?
I have no idea.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. I'm a web developer. And I don't even fucking know.
Sony Entertainment Online? Huh?
No, it can't be. It can't be.
Oh, you can bet on World of Tanks in this. Oh, boy.
World of Tanks has a surprisingly large following.
Yeah. As we can tell from... Huge. As we can tell from the people who leave World of Tank News in our news feed every single week.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, and we're just like, nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I always ignore it as well.
All right, final bit of news.
People in the chat are talking about...
Go ahead.
CS.
Uh-huh.
On that site. And eGaming Bets. Yeah.
Okay, final bit of news. God.
Nicely done.
One of us go.
What is this thing on here? Rockstar files lawsuit against BBC over GTA drama, but then it says BBC game dramas are awesome. Clive yeah. Sinclair, the man who brought you Jet Set fucking Willy. What is that? What?
Like, it's
Bob. It's Bob again, isn't it?
No, that was totally me. Like, they've done some weird dramas about like game development before, and one of them was titled Micromen, and that's just a clip from the movie Micromen, and it's great. Like, the dude gets his knighthood, and he's raging about how, like, computers are more important than video games, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, people now think of me as Clive Sinclair, the man who brought you Jet Set fucking Willy, which is, like, an old 80s game.
I've never heard of that before. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, the movie is actually pretty good to watch. Like, it has the dude from... the British version of The Office and stuff. It's pretty interesting for like old ass early 80s game dev shit. And I hope that Rockstar movie is like that because, wow, it could be pretty damn interesting. There's a lot of just like tech infighting stuff that needs to be dramatized. I really like Silicon Valley, so more stuff like that, please.
Silicon Valley stresses me out.
It's hilarious.
It's too on the nose for like how like that's exactly how it fucking is.
I know. That's why I like it. It's super smartly done, and I kept recognizing like a lot of stuff that happened to me living in a shared nerd house. It's pretty similar. So, yep. Don't live in a shared nerd house with roommates.
Down by the river.
San Francisco.
That too, yeah.
Don't move to the Bay Area, because that shit's going to fall apart soon.
Don't live in a van down by the river. Don't do it.
Eating government cheese.
But yeah, Take-Two is suing because they don't want their garbage, they're like, aired on national TV in the UK, which is where they're based, basically. So... they don't want cool remixes of their executives yelling at other people. Like, I should link you guys this remix to Jet Set Willy music with that clip interspersed in there. It's great.
That's gonna be awesome. That's gonna be our outro. Don't worry, it's gonna be our outro. Outro is the, is just put in the Google Doc because it's actually gonna be our outro.
You're just gonna add it in there.
So you know,
okie doke.
Rockstar, I don't know. I guess it's cool, but I still would probably rather it like a GTA 5 television show, but I'll take whatever. Give me some drama. Let me see some gaming stuff on TV. There you go.
I think you could get a lot out of video game development as a sort of drama. Maybe just like an hour-long piece, but it'd be really interesting to see how some teams do it. You could possibly even have like a mini series, like a 3-part series of say like, hey, here's an hour of how Rockstar does it. Here's an hour of how, say, CD Projekt Red or the team that's doing Servarium does it. Some sort of like Eastern Bloc team. And then you could even like try and interlace it with international themes of like, here's how, say, then not even Nintendo, but say a Japanese company does it. Let's not choose Konami because they'll just be empty desks. And then it could be like, say the No Man's Sky team. I forget their name, their actual company name. Or, I'm forgetting all the names, but the team that also does RuneScape, which is in Cambridge-based, Jagex, J-A-G-E-X. They've got a recent game out as well. So you could do that as like a semi-small team. And be pretty interesting to see how that occurs. And there's definitely like going to be dramas because a lot of people complain about the over hours of crunch time and whatnot that occurs.
Right.
It's just getting people to talk, right? Like I found, I don't know, probably pretty hard to get developers and like, I don't know, the people who work on games to talk because they're so scared about losing their jobs at times. So it's about, yeah, you know, having that safety of, hey, you can talk about this without being worried about getting fired or something like that.
You'll never work in this town again. Yeah, that kind of shit. Which is why they're suing to have it not happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Comes full circle.
Do we have any emails or questions?
Do we?
I don't know.
I don't think we do.
Does anybody have a question for us? Anyone here? Any questions you guys have? Anybody? Oh, I have one. What do you think is going to be at E3? What's something you want to see / and or think is going to happen? Do you think there's going to be pizza under every chair?
It's a long shot, but I want Skate 4.
Okay, I would love that.
I'm going to guess that the new JRPG that Square Enix said they were going to announce is going to be Dragon Quest XI. For the PS4.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's my prediction, yeah.
One easy one and one left field out of the box. Easy one is there's probably a new Pokemon game.
Pokemon Z?
Pokemon Z. They finally finished the alphabet. And then the left field one is Questmania. They gotta finish that trilogy.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Questmania.
That would be interesting.
Fallout 4, but we all know that that's pretty much...
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
I say a new Gears game.
That's kind of been confirmed, hasn't it? And that, like, they're rebooting the first one and only the first one.
No, a new game. A new game.
Yeah, and then, like, the new one's, like, next year or something. And like how Halo had its like anniversary collection, and then like Halo 5 is this year. Hey, that's an Xbox One game.
Oh yeah,
hey, there you go. That's a game, right?
Halo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Halo news has not been great lately, so I don't know if I want another one.
Oh, I need to play more of that hacked together version of Halo Online.
Oh yeah,
I forgot you're working. And they thought ahead and they put an updater in it, like whoever hacked it.
Nice. That's awesome.
So I need to go play some more of that.
I say, actually, you know what, another one I'll say? A new Red Dead or Bully.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We always hear those rumors of Red Dead.
Or some expansion.
Yeah, I was going to say, has Rockstar said anything, like, confirmed or denied if they're going to do any GTA 5 expansions?
Not that I've heard.
Ballad of Gay Tony.
Not that I've heard. So, I don't know what they're going to do, but I would assume they'll probably do one, maybe. They usually seem to like to add on to GTA, but yeah, with something. So I would think they might add on something. And, I mean, the story isn't really done. It just kind of stopped because of reasons.
All the stuff that I've seen for GTA is them just adding stuff to the online component. I don't know. An actual story expansion would be cool, but maybe they would just focus on working on an actual new game.
That's true.
All right. I guess that'll do it for us.
Yeah, I think no more questions. Anything? No? Yes, no?
Nope.
I can't think of anything. Next time I will come prepared. You guys.
This the last one before E3? When is E3?
June 11th, 14th, something like that. I was thinking that maybe we could all sit down at some point afterwards, after each day, major day, and talk about, you know, what the hell is happening. What is happening?
That would be cool.
That's a good idea.
Probably
daily recap.
A daily recap. There you go. We could sit down at Bethesda and then talk about Oculus Rift event and then Bethesda stuff.
E3 is June 16th to 18th. Is that right? Tuesday to Thursday?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I thought it was like a weekend dealy.
And I believe I believe the Oculus event Rift happens on the 11th, so that would be like Sunday, I believe, right?
Like I think that's the Wednesday.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking at the calendar.
Okay, we got a couple weeks before it actually E3 comes around.
This is the big one, maybe. Folks.
This
Watch
one decides.
Watch nobody announce like anything.
Nah, definitely not.
Just a bunch of phone games. Oh god, it's just a bunch of phone games.
I'll be
what
set.
The fuck.
You want to see Jeff actually lose it? You want to see him actually just break down? That'd be a good way to do it. Fallout 4 for iPad.
Oh god.
No.
Imagine the chat on Twitch. Oh my god.
That'd be great.
Loads of tables would be flipped.
God, that'd be awful. Yeah, there would be lots of table flipping. Alright, I think it's time we bring this thing home.
Yep. Oh, okay. Wait. Send us emails at romsbag@gmail.com. Or if you would like to tweet us, we have a Twitter. Romsbag Twitter. At Twitter. I don't want to say Twitter accounts.
At Twitter, that's not us. we're not at Twitter, that's not us.
You could just send a message there. I'm sure they would get along to us at some point.
Yeah, you could. They're not going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
If you guys want to plug your thing, too, you can, if you really want. I'm down.
I would plug my Twitch channel, but I'll do it again.
Fuck it again.
Okay, ugh, that sounded gross.
Sorry, my demon came out. I'm sorry. I had to put it back.
It's all right. Twitch.tv/internetpizza. It's pretty easy.
There you go.
I don't use Hitbox very much, but if I do, my channel is hitbox.tv/letsinternetpizza.
Peters.
That has to be one of the best. This username is already used. Maybe try one of these suggestions. Like, I tried using Internet Pizza, and somebody already had it, and it's like, man, you want to try this one? And like, the third one was Let's Internet Pizza, and I was like, fuck yes, that's even better. But, yeah, that's going to do it for episode 15, Roms Over Baghdad. Roms Over Baghdad. I can't fucking talk.
Roms Over Baghdad.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you guys later. See you next time.
Mixler.com/Jeff Gerstmann.
What?
Clive Sinclair, the man who brought you Jet Set Fucking Willy. Sinclair, the man who brought you Jet Set Fucking Willy.